Hello, it's On This Day, it's John Gibbons. I'm joined by Skype by Adam Smith and Neil Atkinson to look at this day in Liverpool's history. And we've got three games to focus on today. There's one victory and two defeats, two quite painful defeats as well. We'll get into the stage of the season where every result is big. We're going to start in 2014 and it's West Ham 1, Liverpool 2. And yeah, of these sequences of wins, Neil, this one's one of my favourites actually because, I mean, my, they had to work for it.
Yeah, it was horrendous, to be quite honest with you. There wasn't a bit of it that was straightforward. They were unbelievably latter-day Allardyce, West Ham. He was the manager at this point, and my God, do they latter-day Allardyce their absolute heads off today. Liverpool, it's a bag... To be honest, in many ways, it's actually the... I was about to say it's a bag of nerves, but they're not really. There's a lot of certainty around this Liverpool side. I'm a bag of nerves, but the side themselves, this is arguably, in a really weird way for a side that's putting six past people, four past people, five past people. In loads of ways, this is their most, I'd say, grown-up championship victory, in that they slowly but surely grind these pricks out of the game. And they do all the things that at the minute, for instance, we talk the current Liverpool side up for. They do a lot of game management. They just get themselves through blocks of 5 minutes, sort of knowing that West Ham will give them a chance and sort of knowing that West Ham probably aren't as fit as them, can't stay in the game as long. There's a lot of big immobile lads in that West Ham team, a lot of units. You know, I think they're playing somehow 14 centre halves, which feels against the rules. And Big Kaz, Kev Nolan's in there because, of course, he is. There's all the hits, to be quite honest with you. And I think it's a really impressive performance, like you say, John. I just think it's one that is very unlike this side normally.